I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 316. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Intermountain Healthcare says it's recommending people get the same COVID-19 booster as their original vaccine series, so Moderna with Moderna, Pfizer and Pfizer, and so on. But if that's not doable, the network says mixing and matching is okay. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, Comcast problems north of Salt Lake City this afternoon. Problems are reported from Bountiful to Ogden after a truck hit a Comcast fiber line. They're working on it. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be southbound I-15 in Box Elder County. You do have delays as you go from Honeyville down to Corinne, but by the time you're passing Highway 9189, you're right back to good speeds. Northbound I-15, early onset delays for Davis County drivers through Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, we're up to 70. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 66 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of infrastructure talks, lawmakers ending the week inching closer to a deal on the president's domestic agenda.
Ohio Representative Tim Ryan says negotiations between lawmakers will produce a bill that will not only create wealth, but also make the U.S. economy more competitive with China.
This is the legislative process. It takes time. We have differing opinions. We're going to get through this. There's going to be a bill. It's going to be significantly bigger than what we're doing now.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
COVID cases on the decline and vaccinations ramping up. Now that three boosters have been given the green light, the White House COVID response team says they're rolling out enough vaccines for the millions of Americans who will be eligible over the coming months. Actor Alec Baldwin, in a tweet today, says his heart is broken and he is cooperating with authorities following the deadly accident yesterday on the set of his movie in New Mexico. Authorities say the actor discharged a prop gun while filming a scene Thursday, killing the film's director of photography, Helena Hutchins, and wounding director Joel Souza. Today, the 911 calls from the initial moments after the incident were released.
Santa Fe Fire and EMS, what's the location of the emergency?
Bonanza Creek Ranch has had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately.
Still no details on what caused that prop gun to fire improperly. Tomorrow is National Drug Take Back Day. The head of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, Ann Milgram, urging people to empty their cabinets of leftover prescription drugs.
It is not safe to keep any medicine that you are not using, that you do not need, in your medicine cabinet.
Studies indicate many people who become addicted to drugs experimented with prescription medications found at family or friends' homes. Tomorrow, police departments and pharmacies, among the places that will allow you to dispose of those medications. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth. KSL Sports, BYU and Washington State meet in Pullman tomorrow. KSL Sports BYU insider Mitch Harper is live on the KSL Newsline. Mitch, Wazoo is rudderless. Their coaching staff just walked the plank. So is this going to be an easy win?
I don't think it is, Jeff, because Washington State's coming into this game with a three-game winning streak, and I think there's going to be a lot of emotions behind Washington State to try to win one for their former coach and Nick Rolovich, who got let go along with a bunch of assistants. So BYU on a two-game losing streak, I don't think it's going to be easy sledding. This is going to be a toss-up game.
Okay, so let's talk about this. BYU is what, number 10 in the nation and then took the double whammy. Are the Cougs like depressed over the losses these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think that their confidence is definitely shaken. And, you know, they have to find ways to regain that physicality that they showed against Utah and Arizona State, because last week against Baylor, that was not on display as they gave up over 300 yards rushing to the Baylor Bears. So if BYU can win in the trenches with their physicality, it's going to give them a great chance to win this game tomorrow against Washington State.
Hey, is the weather bad there? Because I'm hearing about this bomb cyclone hitting the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's supposed to be inclement weather, cloudy in the forecast, rain, mid-30s. So it's going to be a classic setting in Pullman, Washington on the Palouse, BYU's first ever trip to Washington State. The last team that BYU needs a visit on their Pac-12 tour. So they've never been up to Pullman before.
That should be quite an experience. Thanks so much. Mitch Harper, our BYU insider. Extended pregame coverage starts here on KSL. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Kickoff on KSL News Radio is at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. KSL News Time 3:20. Let's get to traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home, and Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15, we have an accident just before 2100 South. It is over to the right, but it has already backed up traffic to 5300 South in Murray. If you're traveling southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, it's a good drive from downtown to the point and from the point to Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad. We have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic northbound on the East Belt, approaching 4500 South, then over to the west. Construction delays. This is going to be on both the east and westbound side, but westbound on I-80, slowdowns between the 202 and the 201 junction on your way to Tooele County. Steve?
All clear. Northbound 15, Salt Lake into Davis County. Then slowdowns waiting for you from Layton there at the Parkway up into Clearfield. Southbound I-15 backed up in Box Elder County this afternoon due to construction. Lots of orange barrels and down to one lane between Honeyville and Corinne down to Promontory Road. The Salt Lake City VA is vaccinating all veterans regardless of VA healthcare eligibility. Walk-ins welcome at the Maine Medical Center. American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Salt Lake City VA. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Up to 70 today and partly cloudy skies, but rain showers move in quickly tomorrow and a high of 55. And then a lot of clouds, 60 on Sunday with more showers late in the day. We're not done yet. We got more rain on Monday, 65. Rain cooler on Tuesday. They might even mix with some snow. And high temperatures only 52, 54. A few more showers on Wednesday. And then partly cloudy, only 58 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
66 degrees.
Is this the real life? Is this just
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news?
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. A room spray sold at Walmart is being recalled. The spray is being linked to some bacteria not commonly found in the U.S. Nearly 4,000 bottles of, are you ready? Better Home and Garden's essential oil infused aromatherapy room spray with gemstones are being recalled. Two people have died from the bacteria, none in Utah. KSL Drives, Tesla's valuation hit an all-time high this morning. Spurred on by news Tesla met his goal of producing 1 million cars last quarter, the stock rose more than 1% today. The company's worth $900 billion. Chipotle is dropping smoked brisket from the menu sooner than anticipated. The company insists the smoked meat has been super popular, but bye-bye brisket. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 73 points, the S&P fell 4, and the NASDAQ tumbled 125 points. KSL News Time, 327.
Every career path starts with a single step. From a line cook,
order up,
to a Michelin star chef,
bon appetit,
a CNA, to a nursing director. Take your next step at jobs.ksl.com. Browse and filter opportunities according to the experience you have, whether you're looking for full or part-time work, and the company perks you want. Apply yourself. Move forward with KSL Jobs. Visit jobs.ksl.com today.
I'm Bryce Atangi of Salt Lake City, and I'm proud to call Brian Scudamore my partner.
1-800-GOT-JUNK now has two baby brothers, Shackshine and Wow One Day Painting. Shackshine washes your windows, cleans your gutters, and power washes your driveway, decks, and sidewalks.
And they design and install custom Christmas lights.
Wow One Day Painting can paint your whole house in a day.
To learn about how you can own your own business, go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and click Start a Franchise at the top of the page.
Start a franchise at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Police and investigators converge on a park in Central Florida.
All available forensic resources.
The search for Brian Laundrie.
Backpack, notebook, human remains.
Was this just dumb luck?
Very difficult area to survive in.
Listen for updates mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. Small conversations can have a big impact on your child's decision to not drink alcohol and use other drugs. For tips and other resources on having a conversation, visit Talk They Hear You at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.